Good evening, everybody. You have found your way to Ethereal Smiles and Soulful Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. There we go, with Alan and Jay. I'm so grateful to be here with you, and Alan is right here joining me.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another segment of ours.
We're going to be talking about the Persian New Year, and Alan is going to give us a bit of a history lesson and get into what the different symbols mean. But what is it called? Tell me the name.
It's called Nowruz, which is like a new day, and it's a new beginning. And Nowruz is the first day of the spring, and it has been a Persian and Iranian tradition for thousands of years.
So we're going to be digging into that, and I'm very excited because I already posted in the chat some visual representations of what Alan has put together for this year's Nowruz celebration right here in his place. And so that way you can have a visual aid as we're talking through the different elements. If you don't know where the chat is, you can go to 12radio.com, and there on the left-hand side of the screen is a chat button. It opens up a brand new window to Facebook. It is a private Facebook group. Send over an invite, and once you get approved, we will, and we'll do that while you're live on the air, you'll be able to find our banner. And in the comments section is where the conversation's happening. So join us there, join the conversation, as well as take a look at the visual aids. I posted a still photo as well as a video, a short video, so you can see it live in action. So first off, I want to say Alan was on Oliver tonight. So if you didn't happen to catch Oliver live, definitely go back and look at the on-demand with Mr. Alan, because he gets into some personal topics that I don't know that we have covered either on our show or when he was on Backstage Pass. And Oliver and him had a great conversation that's worth checking out. And one of the things that they talked about was Nowruz and how that had came to be in your life. But I want to start there. How was your first introduction to the Persian New Year?
Well, I don't remember exactly what the first introduction was, because it has been in our culture, in our country, for thousands of years. And it's a big celebration. And it's the first day of the spring. And that's one of my favorite, or that's the favorite season for me. It's all the green, the blooms, the colors, and also the new life. And also we pass the cold winters, and it's the beginning of the crops and all the prosperities that comes with it. And Persians have been celebrating that for so many years. And traditionally, either on the last day of winter or the first day of Nowruz, the first day of spring, we put a spread on. Or you can do days before, it doesn't matter. But we put a kind of an, I would call it more of an altar together than a spread. A nice altar together. And there are 7 food items on that altar that each item has its own representation and the meaning of for it. So I can go like through those items if you want.
Start off. I guess my question was really like, I understand that it's like a tradition and it's been going on for thousands of years, but my question was more about your first memory in the sense of kind of like Christmas, where like there's a certain kind of like, just some kind of memory, childhood memory.
My childhood memories were awesome from Nowruz, because the main reason is the schools were closed. We had no school for 2 weeks. We were on vacation, like kind of a spring vacation. And all we did was playing outside or watching cartoons, and there were a lot of kids' shows. And that's all we did, and it was one of the best things. It was awesome back then. I mean, probably nowadays kids don't appreciate those cartoons and stuff. But we had a great time, and we would go visit families and we would really celebrate it. And you get new clothes and the parents do, mom does the spring cleaning. And yeah, you get new outfits for this, starting the new year.
So I have a question, being that it's the Persian New Year, and here in the United States, we start the new year on January 1st. Was that strange for you, or like how, like, has that just always been the case where you have two different kind of calendars?
No, it was part of me. It was always, we always had two different calendars. And I mean, being in Iran, we still had this, had the Christian calendar, but in the schools, in the official events, then they always use the Persian calendar, Iranian calendar. Depends where you are. So here in the western side of the world, western side of the globe, in U.S., of course, we use the Western calendar. And so it wasn't unusual. It was the same way that I speak Farsi and I speak also Armenian, because I'm Armenian from Iran. It always came to me natural because we are bilingual and we have both calendars. And so, yeah, it was.
I was just curious about that, like, especially because here in the United States, there's such an emphasis on making resolutions and goals and all this emphasis that we put on the first of the year, when actually I feel, honestly, when you look at the energies of everything, it would really be better suited to be doing it during this time right now, when spring is actually springing.
Yeah, well, ours wasn't more of a resolution. The only thing is that we decided to do, they would always encourage people to bury the hatches, no grudges. And if there is any family feuds, any issues, just resolve them. And basically, that's what it was. You clean your energy around you, in your head, in your mind, in your spirit. You clean it the same way you do a spring cleaning. You take an inventory of your own life and just sort things out before the new year starts. And the new year is basically, yes, it is in spring with the life. And just also a reminder that this is not a religious new year. This is not a religious celebration. This is just life. And a lot of other Middle Eastern countries celebrate this. And anybody actually can celebrate it, put this altar, which represents a lot of positive things, and invite that positive energy, the joyous energy in your home and in your life.
Well, I have to say, to your point about that, being able to be in the same space as the altar and to just see the effect it had on you, being able to put it together and create it, I've definitely can notice the tangible effects of having it here in the space. And Alan already has a great space. He already cleans the energy on his own before I even came into the picture. He's very aware of all that. And so even on top of that, it's like an even more of an awesome energy to bring into the space. So it's been great to be able to witness it up close. So without further ado, let's look at the elements. Let's start with the food and then we can build from there.
Yeah, so it's really cool. There is not much. It's just basically there are seven items. And those seven items, the way you pronounce their names and spell it, they start with C's in Farsi. For example, the wheat sprouts is called sabzi. That means it's green. So sib is an apple. So they're all C's. They start with C's. The origin of it, why C's? I don't know really, but there are seven items. So let's start with the sabzi. It's basically wheat sprouts. You can do with lente or wheat. And it's it grows and then you put it on the table. And it is the symbol of freshness, green, and human connection to the nature. So basically green, earth, our connection to it, we invite that energy of the Mother Nature in our lives. And that's the one symbol. The second one is apple. And apple is basically, it is for health and for the entire family members, your loved ones. And The other one is wheat sprout. Sorry. Wheat. It's kind of a wheat pudding. Basically, the brand new grains of wheat. They smash it and they cook it, I think. And again, I don't know how they make it, but it's very sweet. It's actually delicious. And that one is for birth and growth of plants and food and like prosperity of food. Senjed is a kind of a fruit that I haven't seen in US. They are like very small. I can look it up, but anyway, they're small fruits. So their purpose, their symbol is because their tree has a very nice fragrance and smells really good. It is the symbol of love, kindness, and the birth of the new birth, probably of love and love and connection, I would say. Yes. The other one is the garlic. The garlic is obviously, I think, health. So.
Well, he's literally translating it. I see him reading. Is that Farsi?
Yeah, yes, it's Farsi. I'm just looking to make sure that I'm reading the right thing and I'm saying the right stuff. And next one is serke, which is vinegar. So way before, like before Iran became a Muslim country after Arabs attacking Iran and forcing them to believe in Islam, instead of vinegar, they had wine on the table, on the altar. But then when Islam came, obviously wine is not good for them. They changed it to its sister, which is vinegar. So vinegar is, it's very interesting. Vinegar is for canceling any bad omen and canceling any talisma in your house. So it basically takes all the negative stuff and cancels it out for you.
So this would be regarding like curses,
yes,
things
exactly,
like that.
Curses, yes, yeah. If somebody puts a curse on you and stuff, basically you want all that negativity gone and clean your house. And somar is a herb that it's like a very dark burgundy and it has a sour taste. It's really delicious and you can mix it with in anything, on meat, on rice. We spread it on rice and it helps also for digestion.
It's delicious.
Yes, and that's for connection of hearts and love. So those are like the items that traditionally go on the table. And then, of course, it's like a Christmas tree. You can decorate any way you want. You can add flowers. You can add a mirror. Mirror is light and shine in your life and reflection of beautiful light in your life. You can put, I have candelabras. I have mirror on the top of the altar. And you can put a book of Bible or Quran or your favorite like poem book and something that it really resonates with you. You can use that. And we also put goldfish, well, live goldfish. And unfortunately, mine didn't last. You know how goldfish are. They died on me. So goldfish, I think they are the meaning of life and prosperity, yes. And also coins, like you can put bills, fresh bills or coins. Again, prosperity in your work and money. So it's really cool. So I have to say this, every year I really wanted to put this altar. And this is the first year I really committed to it and I did the whole thing my way. And it looks beautiful. As soon as I did that, honestly, looking at it every time, I feel like such a beautiful energy it brings home. And it is so bright, so colorful with beautiful tulips and colors that Jay got for me. I put it on the altar and it's just beautiful. My best friend, she designed hers totally differently. It is, honestly, it is so extravagant, so beautiful. And the colors of royal blues and purples and pinks are all over her house. So it's up to the people how they do it. On Nowruz, which this year we just turned to year 1403. So that year is since Iran became a Muslim nation, since Arabs attacked. We have two different, again, in Iran we have two different years. One is that, one is the 2500 something, because this has been happening for over 2000 years. So, but anyway, this year it's the 1403, and family gets together on New Year's Eve. On Nowruz's Eve, we eat, the traditional food is green rice, basically rice with herbs and stuff, and fish. And we just get together. The kids, they get gifts, money, gold coins, whatever they get. And yeah, there's music, dancing, getting together, celebrating, and just going into the brand new year.
What a great way to incorporate the family, the community, and to really celebrate starting the year off on a great foot, and also being very intentional. That's yes. Like the most important part I see that I really love is the intentionality and how it, the altar and the spread really incorporates multiple areas of life. And it, I feel like it really helps with the balance.
Yeah. So yeah, Nowruz has been going around for about 3000 years, and it started with the Zoroastrian Zoroastrianism, if I'm saying it right.
Zoroastrianism.
Yes, thank you. Oh my God. Yeah, so it started with that, and it is just one of my really favorite holidays for us.
Remind me of the tenets of Zoroastrianism.
Well, it goes like pure thoughts, pure words, and pure deeds. And then the purpose of it is directed all to the truth. And if everybody believes in that, wouldn't we have a peaceful world?
Seriously. It's like, it doesn't have to be complicated. But yet, I digress. It's awesome that you are celebrating this, that you're bringing it to life, because those things that are traditional and thousands of years old, they can get distorted or hijacked, and this feels like it's maintained its purity and much of its original intention, which I think is very powerful. And I also feel like it speaks to the value, like in what is being offered in the tradition, and that it just speaks to people on such a deep level that they want to keep it going.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, when they encourage you to leave all the negative stuff, the grudges and anger aside, it just kind of really motivates to clean your own inventory and have more of a peaceful start your year, at least peacefully and with really good intention and lots of love, and everything falls in its place. So, and I like that. I like the spring, beginning of spring, because our Christmas is in winter. It's cold. It's dark. It's nice. I mean, it's nice to have the tree and all that stuff, the coziness. But I love the spring personally.
So there's a companion, I don't know what to call it, but piece to this, where you do light a fire, and it's where you jump over the fire. How does that work with, is this part of the same tradition or another tradition that gets you ready for celebrating Nowruz?
Well, it is pre-Nowruz, pre-New Year. And that is basically you jump over the fire, you give all your burdens and problems to the fire, and you take the fire's light and energy and replace it with all those burdens. And we jump, it's the last Wednesday before the spring. We light a fire and we jump over it.
What's that called?
It's called Charshambe, which is Wednesday, Charshambe Suri. So that's called Charshambe Suri. We celebrate that. Oh, and then the one thing that I couldn't, the fruit that I was like, I'm not sure what it was in English. It's called Senjed in Farsi, which is a dry, it says dry oyster or dried fruit of a lotus tree. That's what it is.
Lotus tree. There's got to be some kind of spiritual connection there. So I just feel like that's got to be such a great way for a collective of people to see spring. Because I think there's a certain kind of innateness that where because we have come from the cold and the spring is activating life again, where there is like this sort of like old past where, you know, we're coming out of the winter, out of the dark. And it's part of like, I feel like just the organic flow of life. So I just feel like it's natural and normal for us to experience it without giving it too much thought. But I feel like by making it intentional and really specifically paying attention at this time and being more mindful and in a situation like this where you're connecting with a tradition that is thousands of years old, it's like connecting with a power on an exponential kind of basis. And especially when the whole family gets in on it, it's like you get to heal the family, you know, in a certain kind of way that is so important.
Yes, no, definitely. And yeah, I mean, I agree. There is not much to add to that. Yes, for sure. I mean, because Iranians are very family oriented and they are very intertwined with their families. And this is the time in our busy schedule that we make the time to get together, celebrate with our friends and families. We don't see them, we call them immediately. Traditionally, you would go to the oldest person in the family. You would go there that night or that day and wish them a happy new year, and you go from the ranks, from the upper ranks, and you go to the lower ranks, and you celebrate them with, like, you visit them, and wherever you go, to visit those families, the relatives, the elders, they will give gifts to the kids. So basically, the kids were like getting bunch of gifts, money, coins, and all that.
That has to be super exciting, and no wonder why I feel like it brings up happy childhood memories for you.
Yes, no, definitely. No, it's fun. I mean, it's just, and then it's exciting. I mean, after this, slowly we are heading towards summer. So it was exciting.
So I'm going to jump over to the chat. We're going to check in and see who is joining us this evening. And I also want to throw into the mix, I would love to hear from you all. Have you heard of this holiday? Have you celebrated it? Let us know. Are you celebrating it now? And also, if this is new for you, we would love to just hear your thoughts, your first impressions, and just, yeah, your first impressions of just being exposed to this tradition and what your thoughts are. We would love to hear and be able to share that on the air. If you missed it earlier, you can go over to Facebook, go to the search bar and type in the number 1-2 radio. And that opens up our private Facebook group. Send over an invitation. We'll get you into the group while we're live on the air. And we will, let's jump in there. So I want to say a big hi there and hello to Raven. She said, absolutely gorgeous to your altar babes. And Pamela says, lovely. Renee says, Jay and Alan, happy new year. Alan? Yes. Oh, it looks like someone has a celebration here. Jane. Jane has her.
Oh, that's beautiful. Jane, happy new year. Happy Nowruz. It's beautiful. I love it.
We also have Pamela. She says, hello, Jay and Alan. Raven saying, hey, guys. Terry Campbell in the house. She says, hi, Jay and Alan. It's great to see you, Terry. Oliver is here. Hi, Oliver. He says, hello, guys.
Hi, Oliver. Great talking to you.
And don't forget to check out that show if you weren't able to catch it live in the archives on demand. And it's definitely worth taking a listen. And check out all the other shows in Oliver's library. He has a chance to interview some pretty cool people. And he has such a great way to interview and really get a fun, authentic conversation going. Raven says, Zoroastrianism was the first religion and the oldest to have a monotheistic theology, having only one God. Yes, the God. And then she posted the cool logo slash symbol of the Zoroastrian religion. So he was the saint. He's a saint, right? Or
It was like, it's 3,000 years old. I know that, and they had a prophet, and the prophets, I don't know if it's a, well, he was a saint. He was a prophet, and that's what Iran was, and they weren't an Islamic country. They weren't Muslim. So yeah, after Arabs attacked it, they changed. But I don't know exactly who the prophet was, and I can look it up.
While you're doing that, I have a question about your Armenian heritage, because that's, I know I'm going to add another layer here for you to just help me understand. How does that work for you and your family? Because I know that's a Christian faith, but also in one God by way of Jesus. Mm. How does that work? Like, how do you, I don't even want to know how it works for people. I'm curious, how do you hold space for both of those beliefs and religions, and how do you work together with them?
Well, tradition is one thing. I hold all the traditions like close to my heart on the right time and the right place. Like when I moved here, I didn't even know about Thanksgiving. So we celebrate Thanksgiving and Halloween and Valentine's. Same in Iran. We celebrated Christmas, the New Year. We did the Nowruz and all that. Religion is something else. Religion, I'm an Armenian. We are naturally born into Christianity, and we are Christians. And the Nowruz has nothing to do with the religion. So I'm Christian, so that's my religion. And Islam, and a little bit of Islam that I know is they taught us in the school because it was required. So...
Fascinating. Okay, that's a cool distinction.
Zoroastrians, their prophet, Zoroaster, was their prophet and was the founder of the religion known as Zoroastrianism, which is also known as Mazdayasna. Zoroaster is the Persian name for the prophet of Zoroaster, and And his name is actually Greek, but he was Persian.
So Jane says my Boston bestie is from Iran, or she's Iranian, so she celebrates Happy New Year. And now that you say that, I remember you saying that before, Jane. Thank you for joining us. And it's awesome that you have incorporated that tradition and found value. And you made such a beautiful altar. Thank you for sharing. And Renee says, it is new to me, but I've always felt like the first day of spring is the beginning of the year. I felt that way too. Like I definitely was super programmed into the conventional Gregorian calendar. But at the same time, when I really stop and think about it, this feels so much more intuitive to go with the season. Yeah, anyways, to go with the seasons.
And I think you can go with anything that speaks to you and draws you to it. Like, I mean, we do the whole Christmas decoration, the gift giving and all that. Honestly, I mean, God bless. I've seen so many Christmases. But I think it's causing me so much stress when it's Christmas. And I mean, I love it when the time comes. It's dark, it's relaxing, we are home, cozy with the tree and all that. But spring, I feel like really a rebirth of a soul. in us. Like, I feel like fresh. Like, I feel like I'm waking up from hibernation, even though I haven't been sleeping the whole time. But it really feels like fresh and for being...
I would have to say that, like, fresh also, I feel like more energy that I have to work with, or like kind of inspirational, kind of motivational, fiery kind of energy. I feel like it's just more there. You know, it's just, it doesn't feel like I need to generate it or come up with it. It just feels like the season of spring, the things that makes the flowers and the plants grow and come back to life, that there's a real power in that, you know, and it has a real impact on us too.
No, absolutely no. It's a beautiful season, and there's a lot of parties, a lot of gatherings. Like this Saturday, we are gonna go out with our friends to a restaurant here nearby, and there's live music, dancing, eating, and of course drinking, and it's awesome. I can't wait.
I have to say, the Persians know how to celebrate and have a great time.
And Jay's like starting to like getting into it, and initially it was new to him, but we've been to a few parties together, and he's a great sport, and he just celebrates, and he can dance. I mean, he grabs the rhythm really quick, and he just joins in, and it's wonderful. I mean, we are all different people in this world, especially in this massive country. And it, well, how beautiful is that when we embrace each other's culture, each other's traditions, because the culture's traditions, they're all, most of them, they're all celebrations. And when we understand it and we go behind it, and why not make it ours? Like, I never knew what Thanksgiving is. And I don't go into the history of it, that yes, the Indians got massacred and all that, but I'm thinking of getting together, being grateful for the family, friends, and having that dinner that night. That's for me Thanksgiving. And yeah, so just embracing it, embracing all the happy times, good holidays, and finding a good excuse to get together and have a dinner and drinks.
Well, and what I hear and what you're saying is being able to make it your own. I think it's important for us to, no matter what we're celebrating, no matter what the history is, that it's important to have it matter, or to know what matters to you now, and connect the belief or the faith or whatever it is to how you see it as an adult, not how it was given to you or given to us, but where we embrace it and make it our own in our life.
Also, think about New Year's, whatever New Year it is, like spring, winter, whatever. When it comes to New Year's, we all get ready somehow, somewhere, either with the cleaning or renewing things, or we promise ourselves we go to the gym, whatever it is. It is basically 1 year of our lives. And the new year is starting, and we want to step in. Isn't that like evolving? And that's just beautiful. We evolve, we change, we embrace things. And it is based on the calendar year, but it really isn't. Because when the seasons change, we just kind of, our feelings change, our emotions change with the seasons. And when it becomes to spring, to rebirth, to the nature waking up, waking us up, why not add a layer to that and start cleaning, like literally cleaning our homes and cleaning our minds? And I think every year I like to learn something different, add something to my life, and get a little stronger and be more, I don't know, independent is the word, but be more content, I think. That's the thing, content with what I have and be grateful. So let's celebrate every year, like whatever new year it is, Christmas, new, the Christian New Year, or the Nowruz, doesn't matter, or Chinese New Year.
Well, and I hope that this is an inspiration to everyone listening, that if, let's say, you have been wanting to create an altar for yourself, and you're wanting some kind of guidance, this is a great tradition to be able to look up and work with. It has a lot of history. There is a lot of years behind it. And then also, if this is not your thing, it can still be an inspiration for you to create something that's meaningful to you. And if, let's say we didn't have any calendars, let's say we lived in a time and only certain people had calendars, and we just had to go by literally how it felt when we walked outside and literally watching like the sunlight grow and feel the temperatures increase. And that's how we would know that spring is coming. And then same thing, we're in the middle of summer because it's hot as F, and then it starts to cool off. We know fall is coming. So it's like,
that would be a little bit of an empty kind of a life. I mean, we are looking forward for Christmas. We are looking forward for celebrations, Halloween, New Year, like Thanksgiving. And I think those are beautiful stuff. A lot of people are like, I don't celebrate this. I don't believe in this. It's not necessarily in believing things. It's just marking your calendar and to have something to look forward for. And it's just a matter of perspective. How do you look at things? How do you look at certain, I don't know, seasons or dates? And yes, some of us have really certain not so nice memories of our holidays, but we have the power to change that and to change those memories and make it positive. And whatever we've been through in the past, it is always going to be part of our past. And we can file it, put it on the shelf, and create a new memory, a good one, hopefully with good friends and good family members and positive people, and create beautiful memories. So I encourage to celebrate everything that you can celebrate.
For me, that's why I added the whole, you got to figure out a way to make it your own, because I did go through a phase in my life where some of the traditions, finding out some of the truth behind some of them, made me disenfranchised or want to disconnect from them because of some of the historical factors that weren't great. And I feel like what Alan is getting at and what is helpful is we can get caught up in those things and have it be something that we get jaded by or scorned by, or we find a way to continue and to incorporate it, make it our own. And if we're so inspired, find a way to heal those things that might, you know, not have been so great about the history part.
Yes, like let's take Thanksgivings, the slaughter of Indians, we took over their land, and that's not a lie, it's true, it was in the history in the past, but let's look at it as something that we can get together, everybody can make a meal, and just be grateful for what we have, and we have each other, and switch it. It's like, you're giving thanks. Why you're doing that day, just make it your own. Create it your own. You don't have to go back in the history. You're not celebrating the slaughter of Indians. You're celebrating of what you have.
That's a great point. Because I think that sometimes it can feel like, oh my God, yeah. Like it can be taken like I'm totally ignoring that part. But that's not the case. It's owning where we are in time. Like we know where we've been. We know what has happened and some of the atrocities that have happened, but those happened in the past. And not that they couldn't happen again, but we're not necessarily there right now. And
we're not forgetting them. We are not dismissing them.
But it's owning like the time and space that we are in.
Yes. And it's like one of those things. Okay, so we always remember it. But do we need to grieve it every year? So don't we always say grieving is a process, and then we let it go, and then we need to move on with our lives? And there is a lot of disasters, a lot of killings and stuff happening in the world, and we never will forget them. We always honor these people that are gone, but we can change it and celebrate when we are here, what we have. And then we can celebrate to honor these people, to honor that events in a different way, but like a celebration of life. And why not do that? So I'm just rooting for celebration. I don't know.
Well, I have to say it's definitely more uplifting and inspiring to be a part of a celebration than
grieving and mourning the loss of lots of people that we did, and we can remember them, but then we can also switch gears because it's in our control. Let's say, for example, again, back to Thanksgiving, you're sitting around the dinner table, we are raising a glass to everybody who is gone. We are living in this massive land and we are very grateful for it. Now we are together. Let's give a thank for whatever you want to be thankful for. Kill two birds with one stone, remembering the ones that are gone, and remember what you have now.
Interesting pun to use for that one. But yes, it is. It is a thing. I think that it's something that we're going to all have to continue to look at as societies merge with social media and information being more readily available and different people resonating to different belief systems and understandings that might be in a different geographic location than people are located in. I think that there's going to be more and more crossover is my point. And it's going to be important for us to continue to understand what we do vibe with and what we do want to celebrate and continue, and what are the things that, you know, we're not really connected with and that don't mean so much to us, and not putting energy in those directions, because I feel like if anything spring teaches us is spring is very much an energy of rebirth and awakening and becoming to life. It's like one directional. It's like it's happening like a train going one direction. It isn't like things are going to wake up and then go back to sleep in a month. Like it's starting something new and it's starting a whole new cycle of something new. So thank you, babes, for sharing your tradition.
Of course.
And I know that after dating you almost 2 years, this was not my first time hearing about it. Because as Alan mentioned, his dear friend Annette, we went to a party of hers last year and got to see her setup last year. And then I did get to see the video of her extraordinary setup this year. And like Alan said, everybody gets to put their own creative stamp onto it and however they feel guided and led. And it's just a beautiful thing to see because I feel like it allows you all to experience your creativity and engage with your inner child, your adult, and just your spirit, also your family. I just feel like it's this sort of crossing of a lot of different aspects of who you are. And that's the part that has been great to just take witness to and be a part of.
Yes. And also you can add to that altar, like any altar, anybody, anything that is dear and near to you, you can always add that to the altar. And yes, and celebrate it and create your own, like, visual board of what you're expecting and what you want from this year. And you can do that.
So I'm looking at the, refreshing the comments, and Raven commented, she says, Ashura Mazda is the name of the one God. Zoroaster was the prophet, Zoroaster.
Ashura Mazda, yes, true.
I think that's interesting. Mazda, I think of cars now, and how they've used that name Mazda. So that's just interesting to note.
I don't think it's related.
I'm gonna have to do some deep diving on that. I'll have to report back to everyone next week and see if that's in the company history.
The same way, like, my gardener's name is Jesus. That has nothing to do with our Jesus.
ye have little faith over here. Do you see what I have to put up with, everybody? And then he just laughs at me. Just, oh, boy. Anyways, I'm just kidding, you guys. So I want to just throw out there, does anybody have any questions for Alan with regard to this tradition, with regards to kicking off spring? We also want to hear, as we're finishing up our time with this show, how are you going to celebrate spring? Spring is 3 months. What do you have on tap? Do you have anything exciting that you're planning, looking forward to? This would be your opportunity to share with all of us. And in the meantime, Alan, where can those folks that want to work with you, where can they find you?
Well, my website is Hair by Alan, A-L-E-N. So hairbyalan.com, and my information is on it, my phone number and stuff. You guys can call me, text me, and we can chat and set up an appointment.
Awesome. I'm going to post Alan's website, and I'm also posting my own personal website. And then you all know that you can find me daily over at 12listen.com, which is our sister site to 12radio. And I'm available daily over there. If you happen to go and you don't see me on the front page where it shows everybody that's signed on, you can go to my bio page and click on the schedule an appointment button. That lets me know that you're looking for me, and I will do what I can to get available right away so that way I can take your call. So don't hesitate to use the schedule an appointment button over on 12listen. Are there any final thoughts, anything that you want to add, babes?
Well, no, I just want to wish everybody happy spring, happy Nowruz. I wish you guys health, wealth, prosperity, and a peaceful mind. Enjoy it. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the growth, external and internal.
So I'm just looking here one more time to see if we're missing any comments before we close out the show. Facebook, you know, it likes to take its time. I think we're good. I think we're golden. So we're going to send ourselves out of here. Thank you again for joining us for Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles here on 12radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye-bye, everybody.